This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. Governor Greg Abbott has declared the state's child welfare system as an emergency item in the current legislative session, but tied to that is a problem state leaders have battled for more than a decade: sex trafficking. A Texas Tribune series called Sold Out explores these problems, the affected victims, and the political rhetoric that has brought little, if any, change. I talked about this with Edgar Walters, one of the writers of the series.
Give me an idea of how bad or how widespread sex trafficking is in Texas.
It's hard to know exactly, but there was a recent study put out by the University of Texas and funded by the governor's office that estimated there are about 79,000 children who are victims of sex trafficking in Texas at any point in time.
And of course, the series has to do with how that foster care or CPS system feeds into sex trafficking. How does that happen?
So children who are vulnerable to sex trafficking, they're vulnerable to manipulation by a pimp, and that's usually because of some kind of trauma in their past. You know, a lot of the girls we spoke to had histories of sexual abuse, domestic violence, other sorts of traumas in the home. In other cases, we found that there were sort of failings of the child welfare system to provide a good home for these kids. And so if, you know, you're being abused at home or you're not getting sort of the love and affection you need, you're likely to look elsewhere to try to find that. And unfortunately, in hundreds of cases or thousands of cases, a lot of those children seem to be turning to a pimp.
Well, the series delves into four cases as examples, one of them being that of Jean. Her story begins in Oklahoma with rape and childbirth at the hands of her father. The tale eventually comes to Texas, where Child Protective Services places her in foster care. And that should have turned her life around for the better, but she says no.
I mean, CPS really screwed my life up, and they caused me more problems than I probably would have had if I had just stayed with my dad and stuck it out.
What happened to Jean?
Jean, unfortunately, was bounced between several different foster care placements. She tried as hard as she could to remain with her daughter, but Child Protective Services workers sent the daughter off to live with Jean's grandparents in Missouri.
Her story took another bad turn in Dallas. How did she end up in sex trafficking?
She had been staying at kind of a group home operation for children in Garland, right outside Dallas. But she had a friend at the facility who said, "Hey, I see you're unhappy. I'm unhappy here too. We can run away and go stay at my friend's house." They end up running from the shelter and moving in with this older woman who, her name is Jasmine Johnson, and ultimately they're made to sell sex in exchange for living there.
Dallas Police Detective Michael McMurray was contacted for this series. This is what he had to say about the victims caught up in this situation.
They're not going to call 911 and say, "I've been a victim of trafficking, can you help me?" And that's what that's the type of victim the system is designed for. When you've got an uncooperative victim who does not want to go back home, doesn't want to be recovered and rescued, does not want to give you information about the person who's been exploiting them, the system tends to break down and not work.
Authorities really struggle because they don't feel like they have a secure place they can send them. You know, you try to keep them in foster care, they end up running away. And so often they find sort of their best option is to lock these girls up in jail, which, you know, is really unfortunate given that I think the entire system recognizes that they are victims, but in many cases they feel like there's really no other option for them.
There's also an issue of money and enforcement when it comes to the laws that the legislature has passed regarding this problem.
Any session, you could count dozens of bills passed or at least filed on the issue of trafficking, prostitution prevention programs, grant programs meant to pay for services for victims. They get passed, but there's no funding attached. So ultimately, those programs end up being sort of, you know, empty. The other issue is the funding of the foster care system in general. Right now, you know, the head of the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services has said he needs about $1 billion over the next 2 years just to make basic sort of reforms to the system and shore up his agency. But right now, lawmakers in crafting their budget have only allotted about one quarter of that. Funding is incredibly hard to come by.
Edgar Walters with the Texas Tribune, thank you for being with me.
Thank you so much for having me.